Penguin Random House Audio presents Bring Her Home by David Bell. Read for you by John Lindstrom. In memory of Ed Gorman and Jim Reese. Part 1. Chapter 1. Bill Price stepped into the whirling chaos of the emergency room. To the left, he saw a woman holding a red-faced crying baby. The child's eyes were pools of tears, its mouth contorted into a wailing O. The mother made shushing noises, but the baby didn't seem to hear them. Ahead of Bill, a teenage girl with a nose ring and a neck tattoo tried to calm a man holding a bloody rag against his shaven head. The man appeared agitated, waving his free hand around as though orating. Bill looked to his right. He saw a small crowd gathered, but no one he recognized. He felt overwhelmed, alone. A nurse sat behind the admitting desk. She held a metal clipboard and wore half-moon glasses perched on the end of her nose. The glasses aged her, made her look 10 years older than she probably was. Bill approached her, a knot of tension growing in his chest. "Excuse me," Bill said. "Just a minute." The woman turned and stood up, walking away from Bill and going through a door behind her. "Hello?" Bill said, his voice low. He tapped his finger on the formica desk. "She's here. Somewhere. She's here. Should I just go find her?" "Hey," he said, his voice louder. But the nurse didn't return, and no one else came out of the room to help him. It felt like one of those dreams.